Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We bought it rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to work,
on the double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Excuse me, madam, you're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket.
banger.
Take some calls on the request line.
calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller.
Down and we ran across the scene. price to pay to make it whole, take control. I'm making dough, but not enough to blow. J-O's, they lost my flow, but they yo. I don't trust a soul, I know we need to. These evil streets will meet you halfway and eat you. Alive trying to survive illegal. I leave you lost, mount you on the cross, whip you like a horse, sacrifice your life.
Brand new banger. You're jamming with the exclusive hot new mix.
Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909. 237-4130, or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
True West Radio Station, what's happening? Give us a
what's
call.
What's good? What's good?
323-642-1597. I guess confetti running the show tonight. Something's everywhere.
Confetti! Confetti, you running the show? Oh, man, what's going on, Julia?
Oh, nothing. I was in there working on what I got from you. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to get on this summer gun. Hell, I... Oh, shit. First thing in the morning. I'm laying in this bed, shit. I didn't get nothing. I come home and I just got done eating. I ate me some salmon and I'm laying in the bed chilling. Shit. I didn't get over there. I wanted to get over there for you, but I can get it first thing in the morning. Maybe later on tonight after the show, I'll probably knock it out. I'm going to fire the computer up in a minute.
You know, it already got a breakdown in it, though. The one you sent me, it got a breakdown in it already.
Not the 3 minute, 3 minute one does?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep, it got a breakdown in it already.
Well, hell, if it does, then it happened, it worked. But I didn't know if it worked or not. I tried it, I didn't know.
I mean, I noticed the breakdown in it.
You telling me something? I don't even. Hell, I don't. I do so much. That's what you call it. It says letting everybody know it's not going to be a show tonight. What?
Huh?
Scratch, all right?
I'm good.
Oh no, you ain't good, man. You ain't talking your talk, man.
No, Scratch. I forgot, Scratch. You get you some medicine?
I'm just a little, I'm just irritated today. That's all, I'm good, though.
Man, I told you, get you some green tea, lemon, and honey, man.
Hey, shit. My the health, the feeling of the health is good.
Drink that hot green tea, lemon, and honey all day long. No beer, just green tea, lemon, and honey.
Yeah, you need to go to the doctor if you don't feel better, for real.
Actually, my health is mentally disrupted.
We got to have you well. Hell, you gonna be the only Laker fan this year. We got to have you well.
You good. There you go.
Yeah, I bring it out of them. I know how to bring it out of them, Tulio.
That's probably why. I mean, that's probably one of the reasons I ain't got no sports to watch. I mean, oh, Lord. My wife got cold.
Wow.
Pray the fuck away from her.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear that. Is he feeling okay?
I got a guy in the bathroom at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Easier than that, boy.
They
had too
that's
much going on.
Nah,
that's all. They did say that wave finna start up again.
Yeah, with that COVID.
Yeah.
I'm still away from her. I don't that shit.
I don't know if you was around earlier, but I called Confetti and I was like I'm really ready for you to go home, cause I can't, you know, I need to talk to Scratch. I'm jealous.
Yeah, I'm jealous. Hello.
I let him know how jealous I was.
I wasn't
jealous. I seen him in the swimming pool. I said, a blind man, god dang it, he had a lot of fun, god dang beast, in the swimming pool.
Hey, he said he didn't even know nobody was even videoing it.
Oh, well. Yeah, man. That ain't what you call. We ain't got spell. I wonder where Boot is at. JoJo must not know it. Oh, y'all must have said it wasn't going to be a show because he posted on Facebook it wasn't going to be a show, so.
JoJo just left here not too long ago.
Hell, he posted it won't be no show, so I thought it wasn't no show. I was like, hell, let me call and find out. Like, hell.
Shit.
I called 9 minutes before the show. Make sure it was going to be a show.
Fucking up.
Crash, I really thought this was going to be the week that you was going to take off.
Nah. I mean,
Gotta get you some time. Hell, that's what I was powered down, man. I've been powered down the last couple of days, and I'm like, shit, man. I'm trying to get this energy up. But trying to get stuff done.
Well.
Yeah, where's the...
Just remember, there's always a storm before the sunlight, so it's definitely going to get better.
Yes.
What's up,
Weebles? What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? How everybody doing?
What's up, 86?
What's going on?
Were y'all live on
the internet? I downloaded your mixtape too, 86.
What you think about it? I appreciate that. What you think?
You already know I think it's hard.
thank you,
watered down, man. watered down like Kool-Aid with no sugar.
That's that jailhouse Kool-Aid.
Yep.
And that Flavor-Aid.
It'd be your own people.
The hardest part was the intro.
What do you say?
No.
He
keep breaking up.
Me?
Me, yeah.
Oh, my God. Everything is fucked up in here.
You already got you something to drink for today?
I'm fucking irritated. This is don't make no sense. Cool. Betty sitting over there with his hand on his head. It ain't even not coming to True West Radio. He's just over there blanking and shit.
Y'all making something happen out there?
Oh, you are. Yeah. That nigga be on the phone. You can't tell if this nigga sleep or be on the phone.
Yeah.
You over here, you can't tell if you're sleeping or not. Had a phone just hanging on his goddamn head type of shit. Eyes closed. We don't know if the nigga sleep or not. I think I go to the Bible. I told that nigga, I'm gonna get ready. Get this nigga a bucket.
Give him a bucket.
Yeah, don't be waking me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Gotta go to the bathroom. I gotta get that nigga a nut. All right, nigga, take 2 steps to the right, 5 steps to the left, 2 steps. Take 15 steps and then go to the right and get the bathroom. Yeah.
Y'all see where the dad out there made told the 4-year-old to shoot at the police?
Wow.
The dad got into it with the people at the McDonald's drive-thru, so I guess he had pulled a gun out or whatever, so they had called the police. They were like, hey, we'll get your order fixed. And I guess they called the police because he had pulled a gun out. When the police got there, they were getting their dad in handcuffs, and I guess he had told the kid to shoot the police, and the kid grabbed the gun and shot at the police. And the police were able to lock the gun to the side.
Oh. Crazy world, bro.
Okay.
You don't think about it, boy. Everybody, I don't know. I just haven't cracked like that yet. I mean, everybody don't do it. And I hope I never do it. And like, motherfuckers be cracking. It'd be like, this bad day. I mean, what's the name of that damn movie? Oh, man, Michael Douglas. And he was rolling down the freeway, right?
Falling down.
And it was a traffic jam. Fall Down or something, I think it's called.
Falling down.
Oh, that is my shit. And I try to, I look at that movie and I try not to do that because I be feeling like that sometimes. Just fuck it. This nigga jumped out of his car and just started walking. And the nigga was trying to get a soda. And the motherfucker wouldn't get a nigga a soda and it just was on from there. Little nerve motherfucker just walking around. That is a bomb ass movie. If y'all
What's
ain't watched it, go and watch that shit. Huh?
What's the name of it?
Fall It Down.
Okay.
The motherfucker was just driving. He was on the freeway going to work. And it was a traffic jam. Then he just got out of his car and started walking. That nigga ran into the essay, everything. That nigga was just going crazy. It was just, he just cracked. That day it was just, I'm tired of this shit. And this dude just went fucking nuts. The whole day. He went to go and get a soda. And I guess they couldn't get that nigga the soda. That's when it started going, he started going off. Ain't that right? Ain't that what happened? For those who saw it?
Yeah, first.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. That's been since the 80s, so I'm going to have to go rewatch it. But I know he had that bag of guns doing it.
I think he got the bag of guns from the airplane. I think he beat the airplanes up, but then now he got guns.
Yeah, no, man,
yeah,
y'all was talking about Charles Bronson, goddamn a death wish or something, talking about the 80s.
Like a death wish, fuck death wish. I'm talking about this nigga, Michael Douglas, is a nerd walking around the hood going nuts on everybody.
Oh,
that motherfucker didn't want it. It started out because he wanted soda. No, I don't know. I think he wanted a pack of gum or something. And he said, you got to buy more than that. And then so he said, all right, give me a soda. Then he just started going ape shit after that. Yeah, I don't know. But you got to watch that shit. It was called Falling Down. Falling, 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 falling down. Oh, yeah. Like I said, all this is up here is going haywire today. But,
what's up, my
internet, no, everything. Yo, man, yeah. We haven't been here in a while. They all spread fucked up.
Anybody heard from Buddha? You heard from Hair of Love today?
Yeah. You there? Hair of Love.
Yeah, I heard from him yesterday, but I ain't heard from Buddha in, shoot, I don't know how long.
Yo. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
How y'all doing?
We thought you was a background singer for a minute.
I tried to call.
I'm over here choir rehearsal.
You quieted up.
Choir rehearsal.
What you trying to get for this, huh?
Yes.
Over there booted up and shit. I'm saying a goddamn word. So, man, we get right.
Did y'all get the music done in scratch?
Oh, what, make of it?
Yeah.
You still, your phone still cutting in and out.
Is that better?
Yeah, we
hear
you
there.
Know.
Go stand
know.
On the roof.
Don't use my goddamn logic on everybody. That's what I be telling you. Go stand on the roof, man.
No, that's the only
put
way you're going to fix the leak is stand on the roof.
Go on, put some tinfoil on your fingers, nigga.
Nah.
Well,
my guy
would
use a
paper clip and some bubble gum. Say what now?
The Confetti ain't been
down
there
in what, 2 years,
huh?
Confetti ain't been out here in 4 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we got something done yesterday, and then we're going to do with the EPK tomorrow. Before you get his ass up out of here. Yeah, so. We're trying to work a little bit. I was fucking out of commission for a couple of days. I don't know what the fuck was going on. And then I think it was like low-key Eastbrook. It was fucking. It was wildlife. Fucking badass. Man, I couldn't shake that shit. I had a whole headache for a whole day. And I know what a migraine feel like. That shit was fucked up. It almost seemed like a concussion. If I had it before,
damn,
like playing football.
That's how that COVID. That's how that COVID headache feel, man.
Man, no, that's that COVID headache. Yeah, it feel like, nigga, it seemed like, nigga, if I, like, shook my head side to side, it just felt like, I don't know, like my brain was moving or something. That shit was fucked up. And I was like, dude, I was just laying around, nigga. I couldn't function like.
Need to stay hydrated, too.
Oh, hell, I wasn't drinking no beer. I had, like mad, cause we got these big ass jugs of water in the refrigerator. I was drinking that shit like crazy. So it was like that and motherfucking BC powder. I couldn't eat. I was fucked up. I was like, damn. Nigga took, we had the little in-home COVID test, took that shit. Nigga was cool. Then that thing, you know what, turned around and my wife took the damn test. She got the shit. So I was like, all right, stay the fuck away from me. I ain't got it. For real. So she in the house on the quarantine. Then I'm walking around with motherfucking Lysol like a motherfucker. And he's walking through the house with the Lysol like.
Well, I know when I got headaches, I don't want to do nothing but lay down. I don't even be
wanting
to be bothered.
Oh, yeah. Nigga, my head was in here hurting like a motherfucker. And it's going to confetti with the... That huge restroom. Motherfucker, god damn it. I told that nigga I was going to get that nigga a bucket. Just in this bucket, nigga. See that motherfucker and rinse it out.
You got to walk through like 4 doors to get to the bathroom.
Right. We're like, watch out, there's a pole right there. You know what I mean? I told him I was going to let him walk into that pole one time. Go to the light, boop. Make sure I put that shit on film. Nah, it was all good. I'm glad that the guy was here and he got somebody to take care of. But we're getting ready to jump into a couple of goddamn songs. Two Us Radio, Friday, yay. And everybody be safe out there and, you know, call your loved ones, even the ones you hate. even though I won't, but I'm just saying. Suez Radio, let's go. Hey, look, y'all got to go to Mixtape Factory and go and download 86. You know what I'm saying? It's all the underground hit volume one. Check that out.
Check that out.
If y'all got it, we'll shoot you the link. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we can put the link up on here, but check that out. You know what I'm saying? It's what it is. It's the bomb. It's the shit. And I'm glad that put it out there because there's going to be a whole lot of jealous niggas out there. So they're coming for us. So we got to make sure that we don't take this time bitches out. I can't wait to hear what some of them negative motherfuckers got to say. So, you know what I'm saying? Put the bullets in the gun, let's get ready to shoot. You know what I'm saying? Do what's ready. As a matter of fact, that's what we're going to do, AC. Hold on. Hold the fuck on. I think I put a couple of them joints on there. I really think I did. Hold on. I think I did. Because I was going to play them the other day before I start feeling fucked up. Hold on. Let me see. Okay, we got that one. Hold on. I know what it is. I just think Hell Love is going to hang up twice. I put them damn songs on there the other day. I put them in the eight. Let's see. Hold on. I think I put the... We got to find out one way or the other. That's what... There it goes. Check this out. We can let them damn about two or three of the 86 mixtape songs. You know what? This is what we're going to do first. Because it's I think it's the second song on there. It's called 3 a.m. 86. 2 West Radio. Let's go.
Everybody else afraid to touch on. Last year's squares, now they got mugs on. Reaching for they nuts and they gotta set the tug on. We underground vets and ain't even doing a thug song. Stopping with our lugs on, angry cause we've been rubbed wrong. By an industry that's holding in the frozen pond. We rolling crime, posted weighing out the pros and cons. The 86 ain't trying to be a nigga with a contract. Still broke standing on the corner hustling twice set. Patience is a virtue. Hating is a curse and it'll hurt you. It's contagious, take no nation. Might provoke a nigga to murder you. Alert after y'all curfew. Alert ready to work you. With these brothers that I serve you. It's 6 feet under dirt you. You wonder why a nigga ain't a star yet. Shit, I need my paper to be long like Kevin Garnett.
Feel it in your soul. It's the tip I make you lose control.
Yeah. dog on chain. When you sick of being held back like a dog on chain. Now I'm talking okays like an orangutan. Or someone pointing the finger to blame you to have somewhere for their anger to aim. It's a dangerous game. Make you wanna put one in the chamber of pain. Escape from the pain.
Abbey, never know what crack the window. We finna have a session. Any objections? The hell with what set you reppin'. Come on and step in. As long as you ain't got no weapons, we can blow it. If any of y'all niggas think y'all heated, then we can flow. Yo, we can knock the beat for show, but keep it low. Cause y'all know how these police is like to creep. We in that dang group on wheels, on wheels. Drop a holler, you can crack the Remy, but don't steal. We bring it back now to see who got the best back. You got five, I got five, nigga, let's match. Break open the Philly tight, they roll a hole.
It's a young man's game, huh? Well, I'm not here to argue that, but I will say that it wouldn't be a game without the OGs. And with that being said, some real OGs linked up to bring you what you're about to hear. True West Entertainment, the legendary DJ King Scratch, Mr. Everywhere, come together to present 86 Underground Hits Volume 1, the first in a series of mixtape coming at you back to back. Represent for the OGs, let them know we can still do it, and remind them, we ain't new to this, we true to this, yeah.
Yeah, hoping to find the best price for dope. and that might require having to hire a driver to go and scoop that load up from your supplier. His name Pedro, and he's staying Laredo, Texas. Okay, he'll meet us halfway though. We all straight folks, cash move with the day, yo. Spray niggas like Mako. I had my test to take a bump. He said his face was numb. Okay, we out now. Business with the SA was done. We leaving Shreveport. We trying to ease back. Watching out for mandatory checkpoints and speed traps. Cause if they catch us, they'll stick us like a porcupine. Throw our black asses away. And I just can't afford the time. But right now the grind's all that's on a soldier's line. Dynasty to sign it. Welcome to the Florida line. Grind, rip it up. Bag and distribute it. Ain't nobody out here gonna give you shit. You can have it all or settle for a little bit. Listen up, I'm gonna tell you what the business is. Grind, whip it up, bag and distribute it. I find ain't nobody out here gonna give you shit. You can have it all or settle for a little bit. Listen up, I'm gonna tell you what the business is.
I stepped in the club like Chowdy was having it. I'm fresh as fuck, like I'm straight up out the rapping. You think we be that? I'm making transactions. I've been flipping back since you was in the sack, bitch. Quick trip, quick flip, got a quick dip. Got the phone call, it's my nigga 86. He said we at the club, and it's hella fit. That's why I'm here, and I pulled up in the cool whip. They say be cool, but this is cool as cool, kid. I'm cool to dab, and I got me a cool bitch. But stop, on the track, I make a cool hit. Me and my nigga 86, we grinding on some ball.
Welcome to the truth. West, nigga. Welcome to the truth. West, nigga. Welcome to the truth. West, nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh, shit, the big homie, Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie King Fine. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, you know we are. Yeah. It's that True West.
It on that true west side, Mr. Everywhere, 86 and JoJo in this bitch. We on the line with 99 and KD. What's up, confetti, sweet pea, Scotty D, Booty and Rev Ali. Boss player, MIA, bucking table still turn. Long as the team scratch it up, hell, we always the number one. Hit us up Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 through 10 Pacific time, cause that's the only way that we gon' let you in. Get if you want to put your ass in the corner, treat you like a phone and call you up a corner straight. Headshot, fuck your body on it, fuck your aroma. If you ain't trying to walk true west, fuck you when you chest it. We the best, we the truth. We bulletproof, my nigga, built for it. I wish you luck if you ever go against the grind. You bring it for the spot and make you out. A matter of fact, it's time for King Scratch. I'll be on my way for today. I said what I had to say.
Sorry, Friday night.
Any paper today?
3, 2, 3, 6, 4, 2.
This your boy R City, tapping in with my date Uno, the original King Scratch, True West Entertainment, True West Radio, nigga. My nigga DJ Have Love. Party is Friday night. Feel me? 8 to 10 p.m. 323-642-1597. Tap in with your boy. Feel me? True West Radio.
True West Radio. Eddie Paper did it. True West Radio, what the fuck is up? Let's get it in. Come on, bro. Got Cooney. Got Mr. Edwards. Got AJ. We got JoJo Loco. I don't know who that is.
I thought it wasn't going to be no show, nigga.
Confetti,
way you
confetti.
Was over. You said what, JoJo?
I thought it wasn't going to be no show after you doing confetti went to sleep on, nigga.
I know. That's what I told him, but I see you left. Hey, I see you left your notes, though. Hey, look. You left your notes on the
Hello.
Keyboard. I was like, damn, we went to sleep on this nigga. This nigga, he left all his notes on the keyboard. These are songs that I need right here.
Chill. Hello.
Hey, you want boy, who that is? Oh, that ain't confetti.
That is confetti.
Oh, okay. But nigga, I don't know that number.
Yeah.
That nigga been sitting over here. He got two phones, so he's probably talking on one phone and then trying to be all two of us on another phone.
You gonna sneak on me, huh?
Yeah, I'm sneaking.
Yeah, brother.
That's what happened, huh, JoJo? Yeah, they went to sleep on.
Don't get ready, so I'm gonna holler back.
Still like, nigga, when you get up at motherfucking 2 or 3 in the morning, sometimes like, in a couple of beers, that shit motherfucker take you down.
That nigga drunk 7 beers.
And then this thing up here smoking like mad weed. I don't even smoke that much weed.
Motherfucker.
This nigga blows it up here with blunts rolling like a motherfucker. Every time I look around, he got a new blunt.
Yeah, it's beer time now, though. It done cooled off.
Nigga,
that
shit
said 113 degrees out there.
Huh?
Damn.
Yeah. It was 113 degrees when I got my car, but I left. I was like, good Lord.
I ain't lying. That's serious.
Man, this would be hot, bro. So this is going to be not all good.
Still, for whoever ain't got no air conditioning, no AC, no fan, no nothing. Up that way.
Man. My bad, bro. I didn't mean to fall out on you, but goddamn it.
I mean, shit. Nigga, get a hand fan. I get a church.
You left them, that nigga left his notes like a motherfucker right on the keyboard.
I'm in there talking. I'm like, track you. Like, you said something. And then next thing I know, you mumbled something. And then next thing I look, I turn back around, your hand was, you was leaned back in the chair. So I said, okay, I'm going to go talk to confetti. I'm over there talking to confetti. Confetti over there sleep snoring. I'm like, oh, that's how they do it, nigga?
Nah, goddamn.
Hey, fuck with this nigga, bro. He's on good, nigga. When nigga wake you up early in the morning talking about I got to go to the bathroom, then you got to dodge the nigga to the bathroom.
Man, you say you be up at 5 anyway.
Yeah. I was so mad that nigga woke me up this morning. Nigga, I was sleeping good. I ain't never had to sleep so good.
Man, I'm still on central time.
Let me go, God. I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm like, God damn it. I'm like, I'm going to get this nigga a bucket. You're going to have to piss in this bucket. I got some hand sanitizer. You can piss in the bucket and get the hand sanitizer.
I mean, that's like saying how many times you can shit on Greyhound and use hand sanitizer and eat your burger.
See, you can shit in the bucket, you know what I'm saying? Well, right here, man, you take me toilet paper. Nah, but it's all good. We've been dealing with shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to be able to help this cat out. Because, you know, even at his home, you know, he got a lot of people around him that don't want to help him. So it don't bother me. You know what I'm saying? I know that, you know, if we take some flipping shit, because we was in JoJo Core, and, you know, he got all that cowboy stuff. And of course,
that was a comfortable ride, man.
It was a cowboy ride today. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It was comfortable, man. I felt the vibe.
Yep, I'm going to walk his ass right into this pole right there in front of the studio door. Right. Go to the right. Boop.
I know, I pretty much know my way.
You know,
guys,
you
want
to come to the other side and be a cowboy fan. It's okay. We'll take you with open arms.
Yeah, you know.
I'm going to walk down again to this pole just because he got in your car. When I got in the car, it seemed like my whole body started like, I don't know, it felt like I was a demon, like just burning up in that motherfucker. I had my whole eyes closed while we were in JoJo Court. This ain't got cowboy shit all hanging in the car.
You hear him telling that bald face lie?
Let me show.
I was in there all happy. He was congratulating, like, yeah, this is the best thing.
Waving out the window, probably taking pictures by the traffic cameras.
But look, you should have got my car, nigga, with all of the goddamn 49ers shit hanging in that motherfucker.
Finally got you on the traffic camera.
And what did this nigga say? We can back up. That's what this nigga said. We can back up.
So he was like, well, you know,
we
don't want to ride in this car. I was like, well, shit, nigga, we can back up. You can walk. Shit, hey. You want to talk about the Cowboys? You just getting to ride.
Well, nigga, if you'd have gotten my car, it'd have been all 49ers. So you'd have felt the same way.
See, I'm 49ers, Raiders, Broncos. I'm going to hop in the car. I'm going to be a team hop at that point. I'm going to support whatever team I'm in the car.
I could know all of that shit that you had, and that car was all the Cowboys. They got Cowboy lighters and fucks and everything.
Got a cool vehicle in.
Everything.
Got a cool vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I just took the star off the back of my car, but I'm about to get a different one.
A different
one? Oh, okay.
All right. Yep. When you come back out here, we gonna go to the store in my car. All right. Yeah, we're going to store them all. But in any case, let me see, here we go. We got about 40 minutes left, man. 2 West Radio. I'm glad to be back. It seems like a motherfucker been off this motherfucker for 2 weeks. I know Monday, you know, I had to go on and get confetti, and Wednesday, I was feeling fucked up. It was almost like, nigga, I don't know what the fuck happened, nigga. I was just, Scotty said it probably been like heat stroke, because I was like hot, dude. And then, you know, when you get, they say, remember that sunstroke, when you get hot, you're not sweating. Like you
oh, yeah.
Kinda, trying to
dehydrate.
Yeah, so we got to take down like about 2 gallons of water. I'm feeling better, but it took me a whole day to shake that shit. So,
I knew when you got them 425 ounces, you was back.
Hell yeah, I was like, nigga, fuck this water, nigga. Let me get some of this beer. Yeah, I think it got me back to life, so.
You see, that alcohol be dehydrating the body. 113? I don't
know. Yeah, that's it. We was out this motherfucker. I think it was 109 Wednesday. I think I think it's 109 wins, but nigga, that's shit, like, 109 ain't no joke, my nigga. I don't know if y'all ever been in 109, nigga, but that 109, nigga, like, that should just whoop your ass anyway. Get your punk ass in the house. That's what that should be saying. So, yeah, I'm good, man. I had to start getting, I had to give me some beers, so. When I start feeling fucked up, when I ain't had no beer, that's the only thing that's gonna save me. And like, you wish it's gonna fuck me all the way up, or it's gonna make me feel all the way better. And as soon as I got them beers, I was like, okay, he's back.
Let's see. Yeah, 3 and 4, that's 7.
Then Dojo come up here with all this fucking weed, so we smoking this weed. That nigga, I'm telling you, I don't smoke weed the way I smoke weed until Dojo comes to. So this nigga here. Yeah. Then that motherfucking weed is gone. Then that motherfucker, he rolling another one. Man, this motherfucker's killing. Okay, this nigga drugs don't kill him, nigga, though. They all fucked up. Nigga had the goddamn munchkin. Everything.
And you gotta take care of your wife.
I ate that little crunk donut. I was feeling right.
Oh, that fucking muffin?
Hell yeah, that motherfucker was fire. All I needed was the milk.
Yeah, so this motherfucker, so I bought this nigga this big ass muffin. That shit do did look good with the motherfucker. I think that's the last thing I remember, nigga, you was eating that muffin. It was fun, the muffin. It was like a cake.
It was like a crumb cake. That's what it was.
It was like a big ass crumb cake. That motherfucker was eating that shit. That's the last thing I remember before I just passed out. Too much goddamn weed. I think we smoked about, nigga. We smoked a goddamn
weed. That's what happened. You smoke weed at 13 different times mixed together.
Yeah, then remember, I had my basket weed that I told you to roll. I think we had, like, we had a gang of motherfucking weed mixed together. So, I know them big chunks that I had, that was Kobe. That was Kobe. So, we hit that, and then you did the first blunt, you like, yeah, it's about 5 of this weed put together. I was like, all right. That shit tired me and this nigga is confetti, y'all. This nigga still looking around like, you niggas went to sleep from me. I'm going home.
Hey, I haven't hit it too many times. I'm lying.
Nigga gonna smoke 19 types of weed in one day.
I was laid back and trying to fight it.
I would have been
tapped
out.
Because you've been like that.
The gang of different type of weed together, all together. But when the nigga, the first goddamn, the first blunt he came in with, he said, this is just a gang of weed mixed together. I was like, all right. Hit that motherfucker. Then I had a gang of weed that was mixed together. We wanted to smoke. Oh, that shit is all bad. Don't. Hey, word of advice. Don't be smoking a whole lot of weed mixed together, boy. Well,
the other bag that I got is like 7 different kinds. I shouldn't mix them all.
Yeah, that was too many goddamn weeds all together. So I guess it was like, nigga, everything was like taking drugs and shit. Like, if you
They say you can't take this drug with that drug and this drug with that drug. And if I fuck me, I was fucked up, bro.
Yeah, I was just looking at a post. Somebody posted it was like, smoke weed, eat more pussy.
Oh, my God. I don't know, nigga. I was just that shit was. I was high, though. I was high. I ain't really been, like, high in a while.
No,
hey,
what'd you say? I don't get high like this until you come.
Oh, yeah. Well, I said, I don't never get high until you come around. It ain't like I be trying to compete with you, but I'll be like, all right, fuck it, I'm going to hear it. Feel like a nigga under pressure.
Huh?
Feel like I'm under pressure. I'm like, ah, fuck, I'm gonna hit this shit. Yeah, I'm gonna do right. This shit.
Hey, there's never no pressure to smoke weed. Never no pressure.
Huh? I know, nigga. It ain't like a nigga.
Huh?
No.
What, that motherfucker, it was cut off? They cut it off? Oh, okay. Hey, bring your ass here.
Okay.
Going out, bro. That nigga don't know what the fuck you want to do. Go. Goddamn pit bull, that nigga dragging my wife all over the goddamn front yard. But yeah, I like, I don't ever smoke this much weed until Judge don't get up here. So I'm sitting up there, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to be a big boy and sit and smoke with him. Then that's just kicking me out the game, nigga. Along with the beer. I think he's going here. And then old Castle took a penny, nigga. I said, we raw, we fucked up.
Now, if I would have been drinking, it would have been the other way around. I would have been asleep while you was up.
Right. But you left all your goddamn notes on my goddamn keyboard. Like, this song.
I was talking to you, and you started leaning back. I knew it was over after that.
That's all right, because, you know, I'm telling you, I'm about to get confetti, a bucket like a motherfucker. Don't wake me up early. When you got to pitch in this bucket and get your hand sanitizer.
Nice. Now what you do is you take him to the bathroom and tell him to count the steps.
He got his move because, you know, when he could see he was here, so he knew exactly where to go.
I mean, shoot, I don't want that number. I know everything. The pole ain't moving. Steps ain't moving.
Now, see, if the door's locked, if I gave him my key, that'll be a whole nother problem, though. He could probably make it to the bathroom by himself, but if the door's locked.
I don't know. There's an animal running in behind me. I don't know. Run out.
If I get that nigga my key, he won't be able to get in the house. That nigga has to come back all the way back and be like, scratch my key. Nah.
You got a janitor rolling.
That's cool. I love having them down there, man. That's what, you know.
That's
I'm
what we need to do.
Is
run some plumbing so you can have a toilet out there.
Right. Yeah, a toilet is going to be a bucket. Then they got to pee. I'm mean, like, get this bucket. Get this hand sanitized. We'll empty the bucket in a moment.
Hey, it's crack.
I was sleeping good. I ain't had this kind of sleep in a while, man. I'm sleeping good.
This is going to come like 4, 5 in the morning. Crack. What up, man? Gotta go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I got a big bucket for him. We'll be, when he go to hand sanitize, he's going to be. Then we got the hand sanitizer. I got a big old, you see them big old giant hand sanitizers I got around this motherfucker? Mm-hmm.
Hell no, I ain't seen it.
Well, man. I'm sure you haven't, but nigga, we got on the hand sanitizer. Nah, but it's been cool having this cat here. Hanging out with a nigga for a week, man.
Got it on Monday, yeah. Leave on Sunday.
Yeah. So we gonna make sure we gotta do it in the interview and shit. So we probably gonna have to do that tomorrow. Get that together and I don't know if I'm gonna green screen them or just send them in the seat with a gang of 49ers be behind.
Damn. Boy, you gonna do me
that? That's Julius, like, don't let that nigga sit by chair.
Right, like, go home. Like, he been there long enough. I called her early, like, dang, you still down there? Like, I can't even get my time with Scratch.
Hey, look, I told him I'm gonna take a picture with him and your kid and send it to you.
Go ahead.
Julia said, don't let that nigga sit in my chair.
Come on, Dave, sitting in your chair.
Look, I called today. I'm like, hey, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this shit. Hey, it's time for you to go home. Like, I'm looking up his bus tickets.
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm like, goddamn. I was jealous of that nigga over here. Shit, I was jealous because you went up there and threw his video.
I know, but dang, this is my payback
cup. Huh? Amazing. I'm hollering, my dog. I ain't seen him in a minute.
I'm going to do the interview in your chair so he can have that 49er background.
That's fine. Okay. I ain't even going to like it or share it.
Yeah, right, right. I'll get right here. Now they're going to do a whole interview with a 49er background.
Man, we're going to green screen that.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get that motherfucker just the way it is. Got to leave him with Julia when she was in there. She was half-ass cold. She had that goddamn, I gave him my 49er sweatshirt. And she had the 49er background. I was like, ooh, I got them. I'm about to let everybody see your ass with a 49er sweatshirt on. With a 49er background.
They gonna forgive me. They know I'm blind. They gonna forgive me.
Well, shit. I mean, when blind, I'll put you on the other side. You have an L.A. background. I'm not home. Nah, no, this is too gravy. And yeah, man, that was, just getting back to some other shit. That was 86. That was a lot of his mixtape. I love that shit. That shit is vinyl. You know what I mean? So all you gotta do is, Mixtape Factory. If you go to Mixtape Factory and type in 86, not the number 86, but, you know, it's crazy because I went in there and they had you on the front page, bro.
Damn, that's what's up.
They had you on the front page.
That's good. I hope them views gonna go up and everybody been hitting.
Yeah, just wanna.
Hey, it's been a whole lot of people sharing that shit on my page. On my page, this is a gang of shit.
Okay,
hearing the fuck out of that shit. And you know what I love? All them sucker niggas that used to fuck with me, they gonna be like, damn, this shit got somebody else he fucking with. So them motherfuckers, hey, jealous motherfuckers, you be surprised how jealous motherfuckers get down. Them motherfuckers, you might be upset. Nigga, like, they was the only motherfuckers that I was gonna be fucking with, nigga. You got life is bullshit fucked up. Yeah, so them niggas was gonna be like, oh my God, he got somebody else that he fucking with. Well, sir.
Yeah, man.
I enjoy that. That shit is good, man. I'm gonna keep on sharing that. We all got to keep on sharing that shit. Nigga, I'm gonna share that motherfucker at least 4 or 5 times a day. So if you didn't see it, you gon' see it. That is it. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple other spots we're gonna drop that motherfucker on, just so we could prepare you for what we're gonna do with the album.
Okay.
So. Mhm.
We got a lot more.
You sure you heard out of the private too?
Y'all do that True West compilation once Confetti gets done with his track.
Yeah, just go take him a while. But we gonna actually do that. We gonna do a True West compilation, and everybody gonna be on that motherfucker. Cause I got a song. I don't know what I'm calling it though. Actually, it's fucking banana. I might do y'all sneak peek of it.
Yeah.
That shit is bananas, bro. And I'm going like, I don't know what to call this shit, though. I don't know what to call it. So if I don't get a name for it by Monday, I'm going to play it on Monday, and then y'all can name the song. Name that tune. Damn, where does time go? It's only 20 minutes left on the show. And my shit was tripping me because my internet was off. So my wife paid the bill. I was like, God damn.
It would have been 5-something. She was like,
what'd you say? So the motherfucker was able to eat hold the show. So I was trying to call the show, this shit wasn't acting right. Just had a little scaffold. So we gonna get up in the morning and I guess we gotta shave the fuzz off his head and all that shit. This interview, because I need to talk. I'm just going to put the camera up and let the nigga talk. That's it. We ain't got to do nothing else. Because I got all the other parts. You know,
okay.
We just going to let this nigga sit up there and talk, because that nigga talk your goddamn pill. Nigga, it's a girl ass for like 5 hours. Let me get on the phone with nigga. That nigga talk easy like, bitch, I gotta go. So, I'm put the camera in front of his ass and let him talk. I'll be like, all right, where you start from? Where you come from? Where you start from? And let that nigga go. That's the only thing I gotta say. That nigga gonna give you a whole goddamn rundown.
Well, that's gonna be easy. I gotta make them a true website, so you gotta wear a true website while you're doing it.
Hey, what
are you doing the other night?
Anything?
What? You ain't got a whisper, I'm over here. I'm sitting across the room from the nigga, and he gonna whisper. What that is you said? I think this nigga slow. Damn, only blind, he's slow. We need to get that nigga some meds. I mean, like, what you want from the show, confetti? Nigga, I could have been gone and back already by the time you said what the fuck you want from the show. I love this nigga. That's my dog. No matter what. I'm about to go to the show before the show, but when the show go on, what do you want from the show so I know what to get before time?
I want a fish sandwich, a Budweiser.
You want a Budweiser?
Bring me a
chicken.
Oh, yeah.
You really going to be pissing in the bucket if you get a Budweiser.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. That's why I ain't drinking. We got to hit the bucket. At least give me a jug. A gallon of water jug.
Oh, yeah. That's what's happening. I'm about to get that back. I'm going to tell you what a hand sanitizer is, man. Now, if you can sit in that bucket, that would be cool, too. Nah, I'm just fucking with you. I got this. 2X Radio, man. We're going to get into a couple of more jams real quick. And then we're gonna make it happen. Hold on, let me see what I wanna play. I know what I wanna play. Who was ready on my
two high buns, Timro.
Yay. Yay. Fly yay. You know what I'm saying? 2X Radio. We in the building. Man, give us a call, 323-342-1597. We got like 15 more minutes left, so you know what? Guess what? After hours, y'all, you don't want to get shit on. 2X Radio, let's go.
You know I know we're fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel. West Coast for life. King Scratch, who I check out. Off with his head, if he try to stick his neck out. I can't pull a full deck out. I think I'm too far short. My alter ego is my only support. Damn, I'm in reverse like a skid. So three brain cells, but I'm still making hits. So I'll never quit. So I just get better with time. Number five with a bullet, and I'm starting to climb. Motherfuck, all the niggas I was dealing with, they bitch, they can't get paid. Off of that whack shit that they made. They couldn't see me if they was wearing bifocals. Not even one of my tracks could camouflage the vocals or locals. Yo, who's the tightest around? I got beat by the track, pulling buzz off a pound. And if you see platinum flying by, just stay right there, because your shit ain't going nowhere, nowhere.
You're going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel. You're going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel. I murdered the mic vocal, spinning grenade balls. 10 times tighter than the average rap star. Lord of the underground, ripping the track. I'm acting the skills, spitting up acid rap. Burn a hole in the map with my nigga King Scratch. Independent, unsigned, still getting the check. Born to hustle like Nino, posting with Zach. First enough studio time to put my dogs on the map. Getting bigger every day like a pregnant bitch. Never waiting on the industry to make me rich. Making moves like the president, staying on top. Brand new fit, iced out shoes on the whip. Never hesitate, belly, I'ma get that quick. And keep a pocket full of faces till the Lord come back. Blaze mics till the wheels fall off. You know the drill, hook fella for life, nigga. With or without a record,
you're doing nowhere fast. Your image won't last, we've been doing this for
outside of the beds. And when they're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to fear. We going nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beds. And when they're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel.
I bet you niggas thought I wasn't doing shit. He quit, you got me fucked up. You probably sold a CD here and there and you just lucked up. I don't think double copper will make
20 copies sold.
It's gold plated. Your shit is overrated. So you better get a 9 to 5, cause your music career is going straight for a nosedive. Crash and burner, you could jump out the plane. Sink a swimmer, you could drown, then you walk through the pain. I maintain my status as a K-I-N-G. Royalty, shook jealousy and envy like an earthquake. My fingers ache big mistake because I'm writing the real. You could try all your life and you still won't get a record deal. So you better stop running your lips. Like Frank Pacarello, you ain't got no shit. So if you see me in traffic, just stay right there. Because your shit ain't going nowhere, nowhere.
You're going nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beds. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to fear. You're going nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beds. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel. We going nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beds. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel. We going nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beds. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel. Nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beds. And when they're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel.
Holly, fuck it, never. Created it in every way. Better than the artist, you put your dollars in. So follow him and acknowledge the penmanship on my business. Niggas know what it is. Click it on your head, it's out of my hands. Focus on supply and demand. Wishing niggas swatch this fly nigga out of the air. Illest for figures digits. Getting it, this banana peel lane still slipping. Hat to the back and I'm West Coast dipping. Ain't willing down the bottle prescription. Cause we dream big, gifted to drink clear. Yeah, way beyond the contest. So you cats better watch it like a Timex. No comparison to beginner or veteran. But they say my words cut like editing. In the best shape I ever been. Very bright light, call me Edison. Yeah. Yeah, ow, me and Pop just gonna sound, sound. Yeah, yeah. Me and Pop just gonna sound.
Fuck shit, all the time, verbal ass whooping. If you got beef, we can cut it up and cook it. You wanna take flight reservations, then book it. Look it, the one shining light, I took it. Enough of that, who's that cat with the birthday face? Somebody who rolls with his family just in case. Any place, any time, people be rhyme for rhyme. Three strikes going crime for crime. Five-star general, West Coast icon. Niggas on my balls like it's something to ride on. Beat down, West up, in the cup going. Keeping up with fast, but fuck what they doing. True West, two hands, eight fingers showing. Throw them in the sky because that's where they going. If you not know again, scratch ITB. West Coast, East Side, SC. Yeah.
Yeah, ow, me and Pop just gonna sound, sound. Yeah, yeah. Me and Pop just gonna sound, sound.
bread that you can't get it from me. Break, break bread that you can't get it from me. Break, break, break bread that you can't get it from me. Break, break bread that you can't get it from me. Break, break bread that you can't get it from me. Break, break bread that you can't get it from me. Break, break bread that you can't get it from me. Break, break, break bread that you can't get it from me. Hold your breath till you blew in the face, just in case you forget to stay in your place. One time you used to fuck with the best, and that's me. The old man can't rock, nigga watch and see. I say we, not I. I don't want the whole thing, I just want my share of the pot. Fuck to y'all greedy as hell, won't pay for shit, and want a free beat as well. So it's all over, nope, it's a wrap. Yeah, my West Coast not caught up in the trap. Yeah, my shit slap like a wall. We got shit locked down, strike three, penitentiary wall. For the homies, I'm down for the cause, and that's real. With your chips on the table, and we could always deal. They say the best things in life for free. Break bread, or you get nothing from me. Nothing. Break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break, break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break, break, break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break, break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break, break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break, break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break, break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break, break, break bread, and you can't get it from me. Who got the power? Who say they the man? Who say that they cool, but they can't keep a fan? Never had a chance, so they never had a hit. Don't know the beat, so they can't tell me shit. One man band, one stop shop. Fish out of water, watch the ass flop. Standing on the top, looking down at you haters. I'm saying goodbye, no see you later. Trying to make breakfast, but don't have a skill. Slow wall effect, rolling fast downhill. Fuck how you feel, your competition is none. Before you got started, you was done. I do this shit to make ends meet. Not to play when I drive up and down the street. Don't let the niggas do your shit for free. Break bread, or you get nothing from me. Break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break, break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break, break, break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break, break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break, break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break, break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break, break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break, break, break bread, and you can't get it from me.
There's actually no comparison from what we did to what's going on now. There's no comparison, period. There was no internet. You had to sell units, and people had to buy your units for you to go platinum. Guess what? Platinum's about to be over. Gold is about to be over because of what's going on today. That's the difference between now and then. There's no more platinum, y'all. Just letting y'all know, platinum is over. So if you ever think about going, you never go platinum. That's real spit, because nobody can keep up with the downloads.
QS Radio, yay. We got Tulia, we got Mr. Airway, we got LS6 up in this motherfucker. Hold on, let's see. Got this nigga, Confetti. On his knees, that shit don't look good.
Look, I'm dying, man. I'm just laying on the couch, man.
We got JoJo, and we got the
big
old super duper homie. Johnny B up in the house.
What up, Mr. Everywhere?
What's going on, Scotty?
Hey, man, we're looking beautiful over here, man. It's about to go down, man. I mean, hey, man, God is good, man. Thank you, man, for that hookup, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of politics behind it, but we're gonna work it out. We're going to work it out.
What up, Scrap? We're
going to work it out.
Hey, what's going on?
That'd be lovely. That'd be lovely, shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. I hear you bumping that West Coast, man. Sounds good to me.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, it's about to come, man. And then we got another piece we just finished, King Scratch. Got a few more little details and put in a feeling shop story. The feeling shop story is going to take us to the next level, man, because everybody want to know who was the first ones doing them sweatsuits back in the days before Dapper Dan. It was us. Kanye West is in it. Man, it's beautiful, man. That's a beautiful piece right there.
He said he was
the
garment
dark. He didn't even call me. He said it was beautiful.
Because, I ain't had time to call you, Scratch. It ain't done yet. I'm going to call you in the morning and let you know what we got to do. I mean, we're going to critique it. You,
Oh,
it's
yeah,
one little
we
part
gonna,
on
it. It's a couple of little things that I saw that was kind of junky that I gotta fix it up.
I know you. I can see where you got tired at too because you bought in what's the name of our group back in the days? Total Control. You didn't show them pictures. You cut the pictures off before it went into Tila and J-Ro talking. So that's a good piece right there. We got to extend that a little bit and
all
put
right,
the names in like Grandmaster D, Johnny J. You got to put the names in. But other than that, man, shit is a bomb. It is so beautiful. You know, these
what's
people want to see the piece I shot to them, that hour and 40 minutes that everybody's seen already, they looking at that like, what are we going to do with that? I said, we can extend every piece in there. This is just laying a foundation. They're confused a little bit because they think that's the movie. No, it's not. That's just something we put together to show y'all this was the foundation.
That's just a trailer, really. It's just an hour and 45-minute trailer, really.
Of the foundation,
so what's going on.
Everywhere. Right. That's an extension of the trailer. We can extend every piece in there to make it whatever you guys want it to be, 45 minutes, 35 minutes. We can go get the people. Just give us the budget. So they're working on that now, man. I've been dialoguing with these people. Gene is cool. I got in trouble yesterday because they never sent me a one sheet. The dude, Richard, the Swiss Finance Company, I got in trouble because they never sent me one sheet. They sent me the bios on Stephen Melnick, right?
Yeah.
So I put together my one sheet and shouted out to Snoop, shouted out to management, shouted out to Gene, shouted out to Richard. And then Richard, they looked at it. Then all of a sudden, about an hour, maybe 4 or 5 hours later, he hit me, oh, you can't put Mr. Melnick's phone number out. I said, y'all should have gave me I didn't say nothing. I left it alone, prayed on it, came back, apologized. I said, I hope this ain't going to be a deal breaker. He said, no, we'll work it out from here, but from now on, don't jump the gun. No problem. Do what I asked you to do. I can't step to Snoop with just me talking. I got to step to him with a package. You didn't give me a package.
All right.
So we good. We're good because they still shot me over to another company that does the financing for videos and movies and stuff like that. So I'm really in with them because the lady, she really